This is, The Raven by Evergambo. Please let me know what you think about it in the comments down below. Fuck. Okay. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, over quaint, many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "Only this and nothing more." I distinctly remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I sought to borrow. From my books, surcease of sorrow. Sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden who the angels name Lenore. Nameless here, forevermore. And his silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me. Filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that, and to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating my entrance at my chamber door. Some light visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is and nothing more." Oh, fuck. And presently, my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. "Sir," I said, "or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was napping, and so gently came your rapping, and so faintly you came tapping my chamber door. I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door, darkness there and nothing more. Deep into that darkness, peering long, I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there was spoken was whispered the word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping, somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is. And this mystery explore. Let my heart be still at a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, nothing more. Open here, I flung the shutter, when, with many a flirt and flutter, in there stood, and there stepped, a stately raven of saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady perched above my chamber door, perched upon the bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird, beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore, though thy crest be shorn and shaven thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly grim and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's plutonium shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Much I marveled, this ungainly fowl, to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevance bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed. Oh, fuck. With seeing the bird above his chamber door, bird or beast upon the sculptured bust above his chamber door, with such a name as nevermore. Oh, fuck. But the raven, sitting lonely on the placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word did he outpour. Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the raven, then the bird said, nevermore. Startled at the stillness broken by reply, so aptly spoken, doubtless, said I, what it utters is its only stock and store, caught from some unhappy master, who unmerciful disaster followed faster till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy of burden bore, of never, nevermore. But the raven, still beguiling all my fancy and smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of the bird and bust in the door. Then, upon velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy into fancy, thinking what an ominous bird of yore, what grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, ominous bird of yore, mint and croaking, nevermore. This I sat, engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing, to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head I at ease reclining. On the cushion's velvet lining, that the lamplight gloated o'er, but whose velvet violet lining, with the lamplight gloating o'er, she shall press, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from unseen censer, swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee. By these angels have he sent the quaff. Oh, quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, or bird or devil, whether tempter sent, or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate yet all undaunted, on this desert land encanted, whether desolate yet shall undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, said I thing of evil, a prophet still, if devil or bird, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell his soul with sorrow laden, if within distant Aden it shall clasp a saint and a maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, quoth the raven nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting. Get thee back into the tempest and the night's plutonium shore. Leave no black plume as token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit thy bust above the door. Take thy beak out from thy heart, and take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, with his eyes have all seeming of a demon's that is dreaming. And the lamp light o'er him streaming through his shadows on the door, and my soul from out shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this, let me know in the comments. Happy Halloween.